Blog Talk Radio.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly a virtue, bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the actor, yo. You go with us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. Quit dreaming. 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. A 1-2-1-2. Some dreams they dream, some dreams come true. You just, it's just, I see.
AKA Master Teacher 33. And today is Saturday, Sabbath day, April the 30th of 2016. And the time is 12:30 Central Time. As always, love another outstanding show scheduled for you today. And as you know, I like to get right into the meat of the message. I know your time is valuable. I respect you. I respect your time. So I do not want to waste your time. I want to spend as much time revealing, explaining, illuminating, and simplifying the word of God, the word of Yahuwah and his son, Yahushua. So today, my brothers, today, my sisters, we're just wrapping up the new direction, if you will, for the Eagles Club, Master Teacher 33, the Christ Consciousness Metaphysical Assembly. Basically, we want to make sure that everybody has a complete system. Now, when I say system, that's kind of, what's that term, antinomian, I think it's antinomianism, or whatever it means, where you mean two things at the same time. Basically, that's what this is. In other words, it's very hard to put God in a box. With that being said, there should be some type of a informal, formal way of discovering or understanding this whole gospel. When we look at the big picture of what's going on, it's basically a big ritual or initiation process that takes place on earth. All religions in themselves teaches people to rely upon systems outside of themselves. The word religion means rely I on. The word religion is designed to get you to rely upon something other than your source or yourself. The word source is the word self. We're talking about the spiritual person or the spiritual self. So what I've done is decided to take all of the years and the studying and 50-plus years on this planet 20 years going full-time, hardcore, and put it into a basic, intermediate, and advanced course. So this basic course is based upon the under, over, and understanding of the book of Hebrews, chapter 6, verse 1. Now, we read that yesterday. This entire system is called the Hebrews 6:1 collection. It includes 25 books. I've written 50. I've taken the 25 most important books and put them in a system. It includes 25 7-hour audio series, all of the audio series that I've done. And I've gone through and tried to narrow it down to a little less. I'm trying to keep it less than, you know, between 500 and 1,000 one-hour audio shows. So you get all of this information on one USB for basic study. On one USB, where you just take it, plug it into your PDF, computer, laptop. And then on the third, so you get three USBs. One would have the basic information. Two would have the intermediate information. And three would have what we want to call the esoteric, the outside, or the advanced information. Now, the cost of this entire package, again, if you go on my website right now, I've been selling this for $5,000. I've been doing this since I've been in, since I started. That was a few years ago, and I've sold quite a few of them at that amount. So what I'm offering, brothers and sisters, is something that's very, 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 it's hard to really put a monetary value on it, especially when it encapsulates my entire life study. $1,000 is the total cost for the program instead of a $500 or $5,000, because I want to try to get into the hands of as many people as possible. Again, $1,000 I know is a big chunk for a lot of people, so we have payment options available. So we have a 2-payment, 4-payment, and 6-payment option that you may be able to take advantage of this system. Also, for people that's in the financial position to be able to pay for it up front, there's a $200 discount for anyone who takes the cash option or full payment option. So if you pay the full payment for all three courses, again, you can knock $200 off. That brings the total down to $800 for the entire package, or 2 payments of $500, 4 payments of $250, 6 payments of $160, $165. That allows you, again, to get the three USBs, 25 PDF print books, 25 audio books, and 1,000 audio programs. The reason for this is very important. The reason is the most important for this. The reason for doing it and packaging it in this way is so that way you have a beginning, a middle, and an end. Most people I talk to, they don't have a basic understanding, or they got the basic understanding of Jesus Christ and Him crucified. They don't have the intermediate understanding. The intermediate understanding is how the two C's become one. And if they have an intermediate understanding, they don't have an advanced understanding of how the Word became flesh and dwelt among men, how you became flesh and dwelt among men. Now how you go from flesh to go back to being spirit and dwell among God, meaning celestial beings. And so people don't really understand the advanced stuff. The advanced stuff is what is called the work, doing the work. People think that, okay, you just go have an altar call and you're done. So you sit in the same pew for 30 years and bam, that's it. So this next series that starts later on tonight breaks down the work. Now, there's a lot of other stuff mixed into it, just like with the gospel. You got the Bible. The Bible is the introductory level. The Bible is the basic level. But inside of the Bible is a whole bunch of other stuff. What's all of this other stuff? It's designed, I would almost say, on purpose, so that way 2 Thessalonians chapter 2 can be in effect, which says that if you do not have a aletheia, God, if you do not have a love of the truth, God himself will send you a strong delusion. So if you got a love of things, if you got a love of money, if you got a love of, you know, women or alcohol or drugs, all the stuff I went through, the Bible is designed to weed out the people that don't have a true love of God. That's why the Bible really doesn't reveal truth. The Bible conceals truth to see if you are persistent enough to find truth. Because if you're not truly, 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 truly seeking truth, you're going to settle for one of these half-truths. That's what the Bible is about. That's basic level gospel. The basic gospel is Hebrews 6:1. And Hebrews 6:1 says, therefore, leaving the elementary teachings about Christ, let us press on towards maturity. And then it goes on and it tells you what the basic teachings are. Those basic teachings are, again, if we look at Hebrews chapter 6, verse 1, most of it is in verse 2. In the King James, it says, leaving the basic principles of the doctrine of Christ. That's one, the doctrine of Christ. Let us go on to perfection. Not laying again the foundation of repentance from dead works. So the doctrine of Christ, who he is, what that means, notice it didn't say Jesus Christ, it is the doctrine of Christ. Because again, it has to do with a position and not a person. There's many people who've been in that position, but most people don't understand that. So people get wrapped up in the person. Now, is the person important? Absolutely. Absolutely. Is the name important? Absolutely. But we must not forget the entire message, which is for you to follow the example that has been set by the forerunner, by the firstborn of many brethren. You should be like him. Jesus said, the things I have done, you should do. So you can worship him if you want to. But when you finish worshiping him, you need to get up and you need to do like him. Everybody worships Jesus Christ. That's great. But are you living like Jesus Christ? And so the basic teachings is the understanding that we must leave the elementary teachings of, now again, everything that's included in the basic course is found in Hebrews 6:1. The doctrine of Christ. Not laying again the doctrine of repentance from dead works. Faith towards God. Then in Hebrews 6:2, it continues. The doctrine of baptism. The laying on of hands. The resurrection of the dead. And the eternal judgment. That's the basic teachings. That's included on 1A USB. All of this is wrapped up in about 5 or 6 books, about 10 7-hour audio series, and about, 100, 200 1-hour audio program. All of that's included in the basic package. Then we have the intermediate package. Now, once you get this down, once you get the basic teachings down, now you understand what people call the gospel. So the gospel is the good spell. Now you get into the hard stuff, because now you got to realize that why do you need a spell? And then you get into the etymology of terms. So the basic teachings deals with Hebrews 6:1. We understand that. Now we get into the intermediate teachings. Now again, this is everything that's included in this course. This is what you're getting for $1,000. Again, full payment, knocks out $200. You get it for $800. Okay, $1,000 is a lot of money to come up just off the top of the dome. That's why we got, okay, we can break it into 2 monthly payments, 2 payements of $500. Or we can break it into 4 payments of $250. Or we can break it down into 6 payments of $165, whatever's convenient. The whole purpose, get this information into your hands. Because the intermediate level, now we got to understand, okay, what's behind the terms. The intermediate level is understanding the system. The system is that everything that we have is based on grammar or grammaria or grammatus. The system simply is understanding that what is presented to you is not the entire truth. The intermediate level is understanding what Jesus said. Jesus said, I'll never talk unless I talk in parables. He said it is for some to know. It is for some to know and for some not to know. So that means that we got to go behind. So we know the name is Jesus Christ. But if we go behind that, we see there's no such thing. We know the name is Isus. Then we know that that's no such thing. That really Isus actually has to do with eunuchs. It has to be, it means passionless. It means someone who is withstanding from sexual activity. So that then we know why do we got a grid. So the intermediate level means that you go behind the basic level to see what Yahushua is saying. So the intermediate level deals with the etymology of terms primarily. etymology. So as you guys know, I spent my entire life in linguistics. So the intermediate level teaches you to be what I call a linguistical assassin. You understand the etymology of terms because, again, words establishes your world. Your words establishes your world. And so once you understand that the world that you live in is fake, it's an eye-opener. You're going to be shocked. You're going to be angry. You're going to be upset. You're going to realize everything that you learn in the basic level is a half-truth. And then it's going to create a fire in you, and you're going to want to know the entire truth. Because the intermediate level is going to show you that what you learned in the basic level is true. But it's a version of a truth. It's the virgin, V-I-R-G-I-N. It's never been engaged, and there's no sexual activity. There's no intimacy. There's no intercourse. You haven't entered into the course. You're on the outside. You're still doing foreplay. This is a sexual act. What we're talking about is actually a spiritual act is a sexual act. Your spiritual success is the result of your sexual success. Spiritual sex is going in and out and finding green pastures. That's why everything is about pen and pixel. Everything is about the penis and the vagina. Everything is about, again, why you think they got the Washington Monument? Why you think they got that big old obelisk in all of the city states? There's a big obelisk. It's phallic worship. Why did the Bible say that Peter would deny him three times when the cock crows three times? But for the third time, the cock, the rooster, the male genitalia. It's a sex story, brothers and sisters. It's sex magic. It's Jewish mysticism. That's what this is. But inside this Jewish mysticism, there's a system that Yahushua came to regene you and to get you out of the system. That's the advanced stuff. The advanced stuff is you start to see the way God sees, and you realize you can be a part of any of the systems that's out there, and you can be a part of any of the little G's, or you can go directly to the throne, because the Bible says there's no more mediator between God and man save the Son, Christ Jesus. You don't need a mediator. You don't need a middleman. You can go to the throne yourself. So the advanced study, now we go from the etymology of words to the spirit of the word. So we go from pen and pixel, we go from sex magic, we're going from going in and out to talking about celestial stuff, spiritual stuff, permanent stuff. Now we get into overstanding toroidal energy, scalar energy. We start to understand vibration and cymatics and spintronics. And then we get into the physics of Christ. You want to blow your cookies? Overstand the quantum physics of Christ. You can prove the existence of Christ or God using physics. This is called, again, the physics of Christ. Again, I have an entire book that breaks all of this down. So if you understand the physics, there's another book called The Physics of Christianity. That's a great book, too. I highly recommend it, The Physics of Christianity. If people that are very scientific and they don't believe in God, you need some physics, or again, photon physics and the physics of Christ. Understand cleronomics and cleronomos. That is the ultimate secret to all of these books that I've written. Photon physics is the understanding of the Greek word phos that it talks about in James 3, that talks about there is a power from above that it is first pure. Once you understand what this power is, you understand that you have this power. You have this treasure hidden in earthen vessels. What is this treasure? Phos, photon physics in you. Christ in you. Christ in you, brother. Christ in you. Why are you looking for Christ out there and Christ is in here? That's advanced. That's spiritual knowledge. So those three are this entire system, 25 paperback books, 25 audio books, over 1,000 one-hour audio programs. They are divided into three divisions, basic, intermediate, and advanced. It is designed to take the listener from a basic understanding of the gospel to an intermediate understanding of the gospel to an advanced understanding of the gospel. And it is designed for you to be able to become a single standing column of wave form energy called scalar, what we call spirit energy. That, my brothers and sisters, is the purification of the soul. From that place, you are able to do good to yourself. You're going to love yourself. And then you're able to love others. And then you're able to share that love of yourself and others in the form of a product, service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. That's the three-stranded cord. What are the three strands? One, no se desum, know thyself. When you know thyself, you know thy Christ. Purify yourself. Cleanse yourself. Work out your own salvation with fear and trembling, as the Bible says. Why are you looking at that speck in your brother's eye instead of addressing the beam in your own eye? That's the first step, addressing the beam in your own eye. Second step, once you've addressed, removed, repaired, destroyed, burnt, buried that beam in your own eye, now you can develop the diakonia, you can develop the gift, so you can stir up the gift that is within you. How and what is that gift? Love. You learn to love yourself. That's second base. When you learn to love yourself, then you can love others. You can't love no one else until you first learn how to love yourself. And once you do that, the knowledge of how you unfolded that, how did you figure out yourself? How did you get to know yourself? How did you figure out to love yourself? How are you able to love people who despitefully use you? How do you help people even though it doesn't benefit you? Once you figure that out, then you share that knowledge with other people to help them unfold themselves. That is the purpose for what everything that I've been doing. That is the purpose for the beginning of tonight's show that deals with the OASPI Bible and Loamong. And that is the purpose of this entire Hebrews 6:1 collection, to help you develop or purify yourself, love yourself and your neighbor, and then unfold that love that you have for yourself and for your neighbor in the form of a product, a service, or information that benefits others more than it benefits yourself. That, my brothers and sisters, is the three-step process, again, to salve, that results in salvaging, that results in salvation. It is this understanding, my brothers and sisters, that I'm trying to share. And one of the ways that I believe, one of the best ways to do that, again, is to put it in form, or put it in a system or in a way that is easily, you know, accessible and digestible. Now, I don't know if we want to use the word easy, because, again, it's going to take some time to sit through and go through all this information. But at least you'll have it available to you. Now, again, I will be rolling this out, again, more. The whole purpose, again, anybody that's interested in getting started today, just email me at masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Again, $200 off for anyone who pays in full. If not, two payments of $500, four payments of $250, or six payments of $165, whatever's convenient for you. Again, the entire system consists of 25 of my books, 25 of my audio programs, and about 1,000 audio programs that take you through the basics, the intermediate, and the advanced understanding of what some people call the gospel, what some people call spiritualism, what I call Christ consciousness. And again, that Christ consciousness is understanding that the word Christ means the messianic office that furnishes the one in that office with the power to fulfill that office. And it's about your office. You have an office. The Bible calls it a mansion. The Bible says, they asked Jesus, where is he going? He says, I'm going to prepare a place for you. He says, in my Father's house, there are many mansions. If it was not so, I would not have told you this. One of those mansions have your name on it. That's your estate. That's your prior existence. Your job is to return back to your prior existence. But you have to understand, you have to remember, you have to return to your previous mem. And as we broke down on many, 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 many shows, that word mem, where we get the word remember. It's a previous membership. That previous membership was your prior mem. And that word mem is a very important word, because the word mem means the something that is transmitted by repetition and replication through a biological transmission. So the word mem is a very important, man, it is so important, because that word mem is something that the Father is transmitting to you, and he does it through repetition and replication. That's what a mem is. The word mem comes from the word mimic. The Father wants your genes to mimic his. That's what the word remember means. The word mem means mimic, which means to imitate. So you are to imitate. You are an imitation. Your genetic code, it should be mimicking. It should be a mem of the Father's gene. So the root word for the word mem, again, is the word imitation. It gives us the word genes. It gives us the word mem out of the word memory, which simply means to remember, to return to mimicking the Father genetically, to genetically be like the Father. Yahushua came to regene you, to make your genetic code, your genome, your DNA, the same as the Father's. That's the purpose of everything that I do, and that's the purpose of this series. So my brothers and sisters, join me tonight at 7 p.m. Central Time, 7 p.m. Central. Again, please, if you haven't already secured payment, please go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Make the $100 donation, again, to join the series tonight that starts tonight about Lo Amang and the OASPI Bible, where we break down spiritualism. And also, if you're interested in taking advantage of this opportunity, again, email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Even if the funding is not there, hey, Doc, I'm with you, but I'm not going to be able to participate till next month or 3 months from now. Just let me know if this is something that you think that this is something that would be beneficial to you and your family. You can also purchase this as a gift for family and friends. Again, it consists of 25 books, 25 audio books, and 1,000 programs. Basically, what used to be the Master Teacher 33 package that I have on my website right now that I sell for $5,000. I will continue to sell that for $5,000 because it's a little bit more information. However, this information is a condensed package of everything that you need for basic, intermediate, and advanced understanding of the thing that we call the gospel, that I call Christ consciousness. Again, go to the website, masterteacher33.com. Click on the link that says donation. Email me, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Email address again, masterteacher33.com@gmail.com. Let me know, hey, Doc, I want to take advantage of this opportunity and sign me up for the 2-payment, 4-payment, or 6-payment option. My brothers, my sisters, thank everybody for joining me on today's show. I'll see you tonight at 7 p.m. God bless you. His name is Yahuwah. May His Son bless you. His name is Yahushua. And may the Ruach, the set apart one, continue to lead you and guide you in the all truth, because He will never ever manipulate or control you. And as always, my brothers, as always, my sisters, I will see you in eternity. God bless you.
Y'all need to wake up now, but no, this ain't a pyramid scheme. Like the police, yeah, I'm still on the scene. After I murdered and flee, reality, you wouldn't murder or flee. That's all truth if you heard it from me. Verbal or circle MCs, firmly avert to bring the world to its knees. So when I bless you, you should certainly sneeze. People don't purchase CDs, so I give it to them for free. Cause one bird in the house better than two in the tree. You still dreaming, thinking your career is something that's not. You kettle corn with something to pop. You still dreaming, pass a message if you run in the park. Tell a mama hold it down and hold you up like all the traffic just stopped. It's like some people, it's like I let the sample sing to you. The truth is in the words, but it's all a dream to you. Or maybe your inception, Leonardo speak to you. DiCaprio tell you that you nice, snap out the acting, yo. You going us to get out of that shell like pistachios. So quit dreaming. quit dreaming. 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. A 1, 2, 1, 2. Some dreams stay dreams, some dreams come true. You just, it's just.